Now, I would like to show you this here. And this is an example of how important the use of pronouns or the misuse of pronouns can create incomprehension. Okay? Now, why? Because we have the difference between there and there. Those two words can be very confusing. They can be misleading and create massive incomprehension. It is important to be clear and precise, and do not be afraid to repeat and rephrase and to repeat the object or the person. For example, please give it to him. Please give the report to John.
He said it was good. John said the report was good. Much clearer.
Much clearer. And notice the difference between there and the
meeting. So Anne is going to a meeting. And she will present the project there. Native speakers understand that easily.
Exactly.
But for a non-native speaker, it will go something like this. Anne is going to a meeting, and she will present the project at the meeting. It's very clear where Anne is going and what she's going to do at the meeting.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Please give it to John there. Oh, please give what to John where? Please give the document to John at the meeting. Clear and precise is always nice.